You're listening to SBS News.
In 1981, a new and at that stage unnamed syndrome started making its presence felt in the United States. The condition presented in patients as symptoms of severe immunodeficiency. It later became known as AIDS, Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Leading AIDS researcher Dr. Robert Galla recalls the fear and discrimination that quickly spread as the numbers of lives claimed by the virus increased.
There was the sense of the mystery, the sense of fear, a definite prejudice rising, a definite exclusionary attitude.
Today, we are extremely familiar with graphic representations of what the COVID-19 virus looks like and how it works. But back then, public knowledge of viruses was much less detailed. Dr. Galla again.
See, if the virus can be looked upon as, let's picture a golf ball with a bunch of sticks, little sticks coming out of it. The little sticks are what we call the envelope. They have to interact with specific substances, molecules, on the surface of the cell they infect. So if my fist is the cell, then each of my knuckles are different molecules on the surface of the cell. Those sticks on the virus have to find one particular one and actually have to find a second one in time. So complex process of how HIV gets into the cell, that process is being understood in molecular detail now, from knowledge of the structure of the little stick, the envelope.
Many early patients presented with Kaposi's sarcoma, a cancer that causes skin lesions. Incorrectly labeled a gay cancer at first, it was only after heterosexual men, women and children were known to be affected by the virus that the stigma began to slowly subside. French researchers Françoise Barsinoussi and Luc Montagnier shared the Nobel Prize for Medicine for their discovery of the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, in 1983. As part of an AIDS public awareness campaign in the 1980s, the British government produced what became known as the Tombstone TV advert that shocked viewers and sparked claims of scaremongering.
There is now a danger that has become a threat to us all. It is a deadly disease and there is no known cure. The virus can be passed during sexual intercourse with an infected person. Anyone can get it, man or woman. So far it's been confined to small groups, but it's spreading. So protect yourself and read this leaflet when it arrives. If you ignore AIDS, it could be the death of you. So don't die of ignorance.
The virus, which is spread in body fluids, moved quickly around the planet, often affecting vulnerable women, their children, sex workers, homosexual men, haemophiliacs, and intravenous drug users. Alex Sparrowhawk is living with HIV in Manchester in England. He says that attitudes have changed since the 1980s, but misconceptions persist.
So many people of that generation remember the adverts, the kind of national campaign, and it's had like a really long kind of like lifespan. The fact that we can still talk about it now and people instantly know what you're referring to, and in some ways that was probably really good for the time in some sense, but it's kind of trying to unpick that and update people's knowledge to what it's like to live with HIV now that's kind of the biggest issue in a way, and addressing kind of those misconceptions that are still stuck in the 80s in a lot of ways.
Rock Hudson was the archetype of the Hollywood leading man, his rugged good looks projecting an image of health. However, in July 1985, Hudson admitted that he had AIDS, the earliest celebrity to do so. Some said the actor's admission humanized AIDS to those who had viewed it as a disease of strangers, who were homosexuals and intravenous drug users. The news of his death on October the 2nd, 1985, made worldwide headlines.
Good evening, I'm Roger Grimsby. Here now the news. Actor Rock Hudson dead. His year-long battle with AIDS at an end. He was 59. Hudson died quietly in his sleep this morning at his home in Beverly Hills. He was found dead by members of his household.
In 1987, Diana, Princess of Wales, stunned the world by visiting AIDS patients in hospital and was photographed touching a patient, an act that helped break the stigma of AIDS. In a speech which eerily echoes today's current experience with the COVID-19 virus, she appealed for people to show compassion.
AIDS is no respecter of colour, class, or creed. nor does it hold international boundaries in high regard. All too soon, we will all know someone with AIDS. A brother, sister, mother, father, son or daughter could be next. How will we treat them? With compassion and care, or fear and rejection?
In 1986, federal health officials announced that the experimental drug AZT would be made available to thousands of AIDS patients. AZT was the first drug shown to help people with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. That drug by itself proved not terribly strong, but it led to a host of others being developed, and the notion of combination treatments that are used now for HIV, tuberculosis and other diseases. Alex Sparrowhawk says that modern treatments mean people who are diagnosed today with the HIV infection can live healthy lives.
I'm lucky that I've been taking medication that had kind of like was at a stage where it was like well developed, well researched, whereas people who've been living longer term with HIV often experience different issues. Kind of the early medication wasn't as kind to people, created a lot of like toxicity issues and problems. So whilst people like myself are living well, there is a group of people with HIV who are mostly were the ones who were diagnosed in the 80s and early 90s who potentially don't have as good a health. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that and that we continue to provide the support that they need as well.
But around the world, the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted the supply of new drugs to many of the more than 24 million people who take them, endangering their lives. South Africa, for example, has 7.7 million HIV-positive people, the largest number in the world. 62% of them take the antiretroviral drugs that suppress the virus and prevent transmission. The country's lockdown stopped factories from producing the drugs and also disrupted distribution. The United Nations says more than 38 million people were living with HIV worldwide in 2019. Alan Lee, SBS News.